It'll never get well if you bit it. Now heed my word, young fella, this spot on the top of your head won't leave it alone when you get back home. That's just what the doctor had said. But boys will be boys, me mam used to say, and if anyone's in any doubt, when Jim picked the spot on the top of his head, his brain started seeping right out. This caused Jim's mam to get fretful. She cried and she wept all that night. So she bandaged his head with some poultice and bread, then she covered his head with her tights. Oh, bloody hell, mam, this is silly. I can't go to bed in this state. With your tights on me head, if I well sneeze in bed, it'll run all over me face. But Jim, I can't tie your hands down to stop you picking your spot, cos you might need to pee, and a mess there would be, and mattress would probably rot. So Jim spent the night all the stressful, as he tossed and turned in his bed, till no more he could take, cos it kept him awake, he just had to get at his head. So he lay in his bed and he listened, to make sure his mum was asleep, and in dead of night he put his hand up a tight, and scrattered till it started to weep. Spot wept and wept as he scrattered, till hot mess were all at bed, and he put up a fight that grim gruesome night, but at morning our Jimmy were dead. His mum cried and she cried at his funeral, and wet buckets after as well, for although she tried to scrub bed when he died, she couldn't get rid of the smell. So listen, young lads and young lasses, what elders are having to tell. If you've got a spot and you pick it, it'll never, never get well.